Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello there, news listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 4th of February, 2021. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the past couple of days and got it for you now in about 5 minutes. Definitely the biggest news that happened over the past couple of days, Jeffy Boy, talking about Jeff Bezos, by the way, stepping down as the CEO of Amazon. Actually, he's not stepping down like right now. No, this is coming. He actually plans to step down as CEO later this year. In fact, probably around the third quarter. He'll actually transition to the role of executive chair of Amazon, and that means Andy Jassy will take over as CEO. Now, if that name does sound familiar to you, well, Andy's actually been CEO of Amazon's web services since April of 2016. Now, according to Jeffy, he intends to focus his energies and attention on new products and early initiatives. Yeah, whatever that means. It kind of sounds like Jeff just needs a vacation. You know, not having to run the day-to-day operations of Amazon. He did clearly state, though, it isn't about retiring, and definitely will remain involved at the top of the company. Did you have trouble accessing your iCloud yesterday? Maybe you couldn't play any music or just wanted to look at photos you haven't seen for 4 years. Well, if you were having problems, there's a reason for that. Apple's cloud services, yeah, were a bit on the fritz yesterday. And it all started about 3:15 in the afternoon Eastern time in the U.S. The first thing most people noticed, the iCloud keychain, yeah, it wasn't working. Kind of funny, too, because we just had that kind of ported over for Chrome users. Now, of course, Apple, they didn't really say much. They actually didn't even say how widespread it was, but from what we gathered, it was pretty bad. We've seen worse, but we've seen better. And for whatever's causing the outage, no one said. The good thing, however, though, it seems like all the problems have been resolved, and it should be pretty much smooth sailing for you Thursday. Fingers crossed, of course. Major recall over there at Tesla, about 135,000 vehicles, namely the models of the S and the X, recalled because, yeah, the touchscreens on the things, yeah, they failed. Yes, the electronic vehicle maker will be recalling cars all the way back from 2012 up to 2018. That's of the Model S sedans, of course, and the 2016 through 2018 Model X SUVs. Apparently what happened, the Tegra 3 chip not doing so well in the touchscreen functionality, and as a result, making the touchscreen pretty much worthless. Now, if you are one of those owners out there saying, hey, wait a minute, my touchscreen has been working for quite some time now, hold on. The recall actually officially starts on March 30th. Why they're telling us now, I don't know, just to put the word out there. Once you do get it into a technician, they'll replace the affected boards for free. And finally, I remember a couple of days ago, we were talking about SpaceX. Going into space, 4 lucky people. Yeah, I'm kind of wondering how well that's going to go now. That's because the SpaceX Mars rocket prototype, yeah, that exploded the other day. Now, no, they're not connected, of course. They're just part of the same company. The one that exploded is actually the Starship SN9. That's the prototype rocket the company hopes that will carry humans to Mars. Anyways, with this rocket, it launched up pretty high. Got up quite a few miles in the air, actually. Hovered around for a little while, even did a little belly flop maneuver. Then it made its descent back down to the launch platform. The rocket engines ignited, they turned off, and then they reignited again, and boom, there it went. As for what went wrong, nobody knows. And the company right now, yeah, they're not really responding to any requests for comment on the story. In fact, the only comment we did get was from Elon himself, you know, the CEO of SpaceX. He just quietly wrote on Twitter, off Twitter for a while. Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. Got a story? No one else is listening? Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, yeah, it's still there at britishtechnetwork.com. If you love tech and love to be entertained, check out all of our BTN podcasts over there. Also, give us a like on our Facebook page, too, at British Tech Network, or, of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Definitely come by our Slack room, though, and join our BTN community today. That is where the fun is happening, and you should be a part of it. So come on over now at britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way for your Friday edition tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening, but until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.